This is a waived application for Marvin Jackson. ADC number 036194. This is a waived parole hearing for an absolute discharge from arrest or regular parole. Mr. Jackson is currently serving a life sentence for murder. He became parole eligible on October 19th of 2000. According to his inmate institutional progress report, he says the past year the inmate has been ticket free. He is in a level 3 and phase 3. He's aware moving forward and his success requires making better decisions. My house at Santa Rita, he has attended AA and NA. He completed 7 habits of highly successful people. When released, he's going to stay on bond with AA and NA, and he's currently looking for a halfway house to release to. He will seek employment when released and is confident about acquiring employment through job listening service. He does have some citations that he has received, and he has taken quite a bit of programming since he's been incarcerated. His last citation that he received was in February of 2018, and it was when he refused a house in the Winchester unit. And he received another one on August 30th of 17, and he refused to house in the Santa Rita unit. According to his AIMS report, he is currently 59 years old. He's incarcerated for a murder. He has also served a previous term of 35 years he had that's expired that began in 1976 for armed robbery. According to his AIMS report, he has had a good amount of tickets that he has received since he's been incarcerated. He has appeared before this board numerous times, and he came before this board in August of 1995 for a special hearing that was not recommended to the governor. He came before this board again in January of 01, at this time he was granted home arrest. However, he came back before this board again in August of 02, and he was granted regular parole. Then it looks like February of 04, he came before this board, and he was revoked. And so he, from 04, he stayed in prison. Then he came back after several times in 2010. He was again granted regular parole in 2010. And then in 2012, he came before this board, and his parole was revoked. And then again in 2013, he was granted regular parole. And then in 2015, that parole was again revoked, and he has been incarcerated back in prison since 2015. It does show that he did get out 3 separate times, and each time that he was revoked, and then the police said those revocations all involve drugs, some type of drugs or alcohol. This is an incident that involves a armed robbery. It says that he was involved in an armed robbery, which he did admit to shooting the victim. An accident involved 2 other subjects. One subject was arrested for a separate armed robbery. During this time, the co-defendant admitted to the armed robbery and also said that Mr. Jackson had been involved in a robbery in Tempe and shot and killed a clerk. Subsequent from that information, he was picked up and arrested. Him and his co-defendant, Barry Russell, were arrested and interviewed, and he subsequently admitted to his involvement in the actual robbery itself. He went to court. He was convicted. He did appeal his conviction, which was also affirmed. I do want to note that there is a letter objecting to his release from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, which is dated January 28th of January 15th of 2019. And based on the information that we have, he did have a criminal history, which was a minor criminal history that he had in the past. And as I said before, he's been out 3 times. Each time he was eventually revoked from home arrest to regular parole, and each time he was revoked. As a result of that, he does not have any support letters or family or friends letter that's actually in this file. Therefore, based on the information that I have contained in the file, I do not see Mr. Jackson a good candidate to be released out again on regular parole, home arrest, absolute discharge. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Seeing no information coming from the colleagues, I am then going to move to deny Mr. Jackson absolute discharge, regular parole, or home arrest. Since this incident occurred back in 1976, he is not eligible for a one-year set-off. That would be my motion.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Quinones, Dr. Wright. It's not eligible for a one-year set-off. Type denies 411, 412A, home arrest. I'm going to move, mark that it was a loss of human life. Mark he had a history of assault behavior, that he had a prior criminal history. Mark's going to mark poor institutional behavior, although he didn't have as much. Also, though he did have programming, I'm going to mark poor release plan. I know he did have a release plan, but it really didn't have any details. And no family or community support. Those are going to be the reasons for denial, unless the board has something else they want to add or subtract. And nothing coming from the board, and that's going to conclude the hearing for Mr. Malvin Jackson, ADC number 036194.